Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you.
Yes.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Where did everybody left while I was trying to get on?
You don't want to stay.
Oh, I've been on.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay. Everybody else? I guess everybody else sleep.
Oh, I can't get on this one.
Kim, you got me. They're calling me.
What you calling me?
And Hubert?
Yes.
Hubert?
What happened to Rev? Huh?
She called in.
Loretta?
Good evening.
Good evening.
You want to go ahead and start reading, Loretta, then we'll do roll call?
Okay, sure. I apologize for being late. Time got away from me. But I am in Numbers 13. Bear with me. Okay, and this is continuing. Moses sends out the spies. Jehovah then instructed Moses to send the spies into the land of Canaan, and the land I am given to Israel. Send one leader from each tribe. And from the tribe of Reuben was Shema, the tribe of Simeon was Sapphath, the tribe of Judah was Caleb, the tribe of Issachar was Egal, and the tribe of Ephraim was Hosea, and the tribe from Benjamin was Palti, and from the tribe of Zebulun was Gadi, and the tribe of Joseph was Gadi, and from the tribe of Dan was Amiel, and from the tribe of Asher was Serther, And from the tribe of Naphtali was Naba, and from the tribe of Gad was Giu. It was at this time that Moses changed Hosea's name to Joshua. Moses sent them out with these instructions: go northward into the hills country of the Negev, and see what the land is like, and also see what the people are like who live there, whether they are strong or weak, many or few, and whether the land is fertile or not, and what city there are, and whether they are villages or fortified, whether the land is rich or poor, whether there are many trees. Don't be afraid to bring back some samples of the crops you see. So they spied out the land all the way from the wilderness to Zin to Rehob near Hamath. Go northward, they passed first through the Negev and arrived at Hebron. There they saw the Amorites, the Sherites, the Talmites. And then they came to what is known as the village of Echol, where they cut down a single cluster of grapes so large that it took two to carry. They also took some samples of the pomegranates and the figs. The Israelites named the valley Eshcol at the time, meaning cluster, because the cluster of grapes they found. 40 days later, they returned from their tour. They made the report to Moses, Aaron, and all the people of Israel in the wilderness and Paran at Kadesh, and they showed the fruit they had brought with them. Amen.
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 All righty. All right, well, let me just do a roll call real quick. Go ahead and get started. We have Mom, Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening, good evening.
Good evening.
We have Hubert.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Auntie Dot. Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Neville Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just stay past.
Let me do the opening prayer first.
Come to us to bless the prayer line.
Bind us, Lord, and reach your angels, protect us as we share our prayers.
Lord, destroy and remove any deceptions in our minds as we bow and worship before you. O Lord, open up our hearts to receive your spirit. Help us to actively listen to your word, guide our minds to accept the teaching, and for us to seize the moment we spend together today. Amen.
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 Whether you lead or am I leading?
I can go ahead and lead it, no problem. Let's see here. We're going to start out with a T. Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from the book of Psalm 23. That the Lord is my shepherd, I have all that I need. He let me rest in green meadows. He lead me beside peaceful streams. He renewed my strength. He guide me along the right path, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the dark valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepared a feast for me, friends of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil, my cup overflow with blessings. Surely and goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Psalms, Auntie Betty. Next, I'll go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalm 1.
We can't hear you.
Yes. I'm coming out of Psalm 121. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. And the subject is, where does my help come from?
Mm-hmm.
I remember my father's first pastoral assignment, a small church in northern Illinois. It was located in a place called the Nickel Bar, a place so topographic low that the rain and the snow made a small lake out of our land. About 1941, we suffered a severe winter as the ice fingers of the season wrapped themselves around the whole community. Ice and snow were the order of the day. No one was unable to drive out of the bottom or walk to the grocery store to purchase any basic staples. Early one Sunday morning during this terrible time, a loud, anxious knock sounded on the pastor door. My father was our town and strength and security. Opened the door. Standing there was two members of our congregation. A husband and a wife who really cared about their pastor and his family. They said, Reverend Cunningham, we know that you and Miss Cunningham and the children were unable to get out in this bad weather. We thought maybe you were short on groceries, so we brought you this basket. The old-fashioned bush basket contained a healthy portion of groceries and goodies for the whole family. I will never forget the many times I heard my father recount his experience of illustrating God's inability to slum or sleep. and the realty of God present to watch over our coming and going. Now that I have grown older, I am convinced that the summit was a witness to the efficiency of God's love and power. With the summit, I affirm his love and power and am confident that God will not let your foot slip and that he will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life as you travel this life journey. And the prayer said, Lord, I thank you for your constant love and protection. I rest in confidence because of your steadfast devotion to my security. I praise you. I bless you. I bless your holy name forever. Amen.
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 Thank you, Mom, for that reading out of Psalms. Next, I go to Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Yes. I'm reading from 2 John. The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth. And I am not only, but also all that have known in the truth. For the truth's sake, which dwell in us and shall be with us forever. Grace be unto you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto us, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this love, that we walk after his commandment. This is the commandment that ye have heard from the beginning, you should walk in. For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look into yourself that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever trespasses and abides in the doctrine of Christ has not God, but he that is in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of 2 John. Next I go to Auntie Dot, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading 1 John 1, the incarnation of the world of life. That which was from the beginning, which we have seen with our eyes, which we had looked at and our hand had touched. This is the claim concerning the world of life. The light appear. We have seen it and testified to it. And we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with Jesus Christ. We write this. Make our joy complete. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purify us from all sins. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sin and purify us from the unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. Amen.
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 Thank you, Auntie Dodd, for that reading out of 1 John. I will go next, and my reading is out of Matthew 28. Early on Sunday morning, as the new day was dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to the tomb. Suddenly there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and rolled aside the stone and sat on it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothing was a brilliant white. The guards shook with fear when they saw him and fell into a dead faint. Then the angel spoke to the woman. "Don't be frightened," he said. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified, but he isn't here. For he has come back to life again, just as he said he would. Come in and see where his body was laid. And now go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead and that he is going to Galilee to meet them there. That is my message to them." And he told his disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and earth. Therefore, go and make disciples in all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, that I am with you always, even to the end of the world." Amen.
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 Oh.
Let's see here. Next, I would go to. I got your name written down twice. Angela, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. The title is God's Unlimited Mercy. What a blessing to be the recipient of God's unlimited mercy. Even when he should judge us according to our sins, he gives us something we do not deserve, mercy. Even though it is undeserved, he showers it upon us, unlimited mercy. God shows us his mercy when he demonstrates his pity, compassion, gentleness, and patience towards us. In Psalm 123, the writer says, "As the eyes of the slave look to the hand of their masters, as the eyes of a maid look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord, our God, till he shows us his mercy." He continues to petition the Lord, saying, "Have mercy on us, Lord, O Lord, have mercy on us, for we have endured much contempt. We have endured much ridicule from the proud, much contempt from the arrogant. Many of our ancestors, men and women who feared God and experienced his mercy, could identify with the experiences of the psalmist. They trusted God for their deliverance and passed that inheritance down to their children. Similarly, Psalm 103:17 reminds us, "But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children." Because of this covenant love for us, God faithfully expresses his mercy toward us. We should never fail to thank him for such mercy. Unlimited mercy. Amen.
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 Loretta?
That's got the one.
I think we lost her.
Oh, she's still on. Well, Hubert, have you gone yet?
No.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
I am so sorry. I had a call come in from my school, and I had to take it, so I'm sorry.
Okay.
So I missed half of Angela reading. God, unlimited mercy. Thank you for that reading, Angela.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Next I go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I just come out the book of Job. Do not men have hard service on earth and not his days like those of a hired man? Like a slave longing for the evening shadows. Or a hired man waiting, even for his wages. So I have been allotted months of fertility, and rites of misery have been enlightened to me. When I do not think about, when I lie down, I think, how long before I get out? The night drags on, and I toss to the dark. My body is be clothed with wounds and scabs. My skin is broken and festering. That was out of the book of Job 5:7 chapter. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Let's see here. If everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the love that you show to our sick and shut in, especially for Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Sister Shirley and family, the Allen family, the Vernon family, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, the Moore family, Bishop Thomas family, Derek family, Miss Browning family, the Cody family, the Williams family, the Johnson family, the Moody family, the McClure family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Carlos and the Wells family, Jarrell and family, Desert Kendrick and family, Lenny and family, Angel family, Doretha and Jesse Verner, the Peters family, Charlie family, Dwight, Tawana and family, Ruth Edwards, Mary Ann and family, the Simmons family, the Ross family, Vanessa and family, Tony, Malachi, Eric, Brian, DeMarcus, and anyone else that we're not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your son died and rose again on the third day. And we thank you that he has power in his hand. Father God, we ask that you allow us to see through your eyes. Help us to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. And Heavenly Father, give the sick and shut in the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. We love you and we thank you for all that you do for our sick and shut in. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we honor birthdays, and I am looking at the week of April 8th through the 14th. I'm sorry, do we have any birthdays that we need to honor?
Carrie. Carrie Cody on the 13th.
I'm sorry, you said Auntie Carrie?
Uh-huh.
I can't hardly hear tonight.
Yeah.
What day?
The 13th.
Okay. Okay, so I have Auntie Carrie. Any other one?
So Miss Ursula as well.
Ursula?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Amen, amen. Oh. Okay, let's see. Auntie Betty, would you do us an honor in singing the birthday song?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Amen.
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 Perfect.
Her, yeah.
Many, many more.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Let's see here. We have reached a part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, a testimony, song, or poem, or even more Bible verses. So I will go ahead and get started, and if you have something to share, please do so. If not, pass. Okay, I will start with Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
Praise report.
I pass.
How was your holiday?
I passed, Loretta.
I heard you, honey. How was your Easter?
Oh, I had a great Easter.
You cook anything special?
No, same old stuff.
Like banana pudding?
Changing dress for a Christmas dinner.
Okay, all right. So we're going to move on to Mom. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm just going to read out of Hebrew 11. And the subject is how we got over. What an inspiration chapter of African American today. What the author does here, each of us should do daily. Remember those who have gone before in the faith and how they made it over. We must read the role, as we say. We can learn from the ancient faithful and draw parallels with our African-American experience. In the Moses story, we learn how the Israelites suffered oppression. The Egyptians saw the Israelites as stubborn, but in faith, Israel was themselves as a people beloved by God. The roll call included many others who suffered persecution and hardship, and all the while in faith. Consequence, kingdom, administered justice, and gained what was promised. We can also read the role of those who were faithful in our own people's struggle. For Frederick Douglass, to sojourning truth, to Martin Luther King Jr., and many others, our people of every decade have endured because they saw him who is invisible. What a faith. Daily endured a harsh world of oppression and deprivation. Yet seeing believers and trusting an individual God, we can remember our personal roll call of faith as well. I remember my grandmother who pure faith called me to endure while playing catch one summer afternoon. I ran to get the baseball and had rolled under the kitchen window. Through the open window, I had heard her singing, "Will there be any stars in my crown?" When at evening of sun go down, as I pick up the ball, I look through the window and saw my white hair grandmother moving in essay, singing her song of faith and hope. Though her eyes and on her face I saw glory. That vision has kept me through my wilderness experience.
What?
That for day she passed her face to me. Hebrews, roll call here a purpose that is unveiling in the next chapter. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. The role of the faithful is our encounter in tough times. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Hebrew. Next, I'll go to Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people. The sheep are his pasture. Enter his gate with thanksgiving, and his coat with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endure forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Next, I'll go to Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming from Proverbs chapter 3. I'll read 6 verses. My child, never forget the thing that I taught you. Store my commandment in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years, and your life will be satisfied. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not depend upon your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Next, I go to Angela. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Trying to sing a song.
Hey.
I'm going to try to sing a song. Can you hear me?
Yes, amen. Amen.
Okay. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, yes, Lord. Completely, yes, my soul says yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, yes, Lord. Completely, yes, my soul says yes. Amen.
That's it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you for that beautiful song, Angela. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Amen, amen. Okay, let's see here. That brings us up to Hubert. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
No, I pass.
I would like to share. Hubert moving out.
Yeah.
I'm moving in.
Yeah.
Keep it all in the family.
Yeah. Okay.
When you leaving?
I'll be leaving on the 4th of May. The 4th of May.
Okay.
Third of May.
Okay.
Yeah, 3rd of May. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'll be flying to Arizona.
All right. God bless you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I have a very. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
All right, dear. Mm-hmm.
New beginning.
Amen.
He's been banned from Georgia.
What?
He's banned from Georgia. He's not allowed.
Oh.
Well, that's...
Oh.
Yeah, we banned him from Georgia.
They banned him. The family banned them from Georgia.
I said the family banned them from Georgia.
Oh, yeah,
okay. Georgia banned them from Georgia. Boy, if I didn't know all who was praying for me, I'd feel something left out. We still having prayer. Yeah. Okay.
That's a good thing. He's getting a new start in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks, Auntie.
Yeah, put the law free.
Thank you.
Keep on living. Keep on
yeah,
moving.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
And amen.
Amen. He's doing great. He really is. And he gets some dentures. In a few weeks here. Well, in about a week,
okay.
Right, Hubert?
Yeah, about 10 more days.
Okay.
About 10 more days.
Yeah, he's probably been with that dentist about 40 years.
Yeah. It's been quite that long, though. Maybe been 20 years.
I'm about to get a laugh out of it, Hubert.
Yeah, okay. Bless her.
God is good. God is good. God
all
is
the
good.
Time. All the time.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, well, that concludes our program. And Auntie Carrie, thank you for sharing your dinner with us over the phone. It just made my mouth watery, but we all did.
You're welcome, hon.
Okay, is there anything anyone else would like to share before Angela come to us with the closing prayer? I pray that everyone had a wonderful Easter or Resurrection Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right, can you guys hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Pepper
mm-hmm.
all night.
That's funny.
as we gather here in the harbor of your safety, Lord, we thank you for fellowship and family. We ask that you will strengthen us, Lord, restore us, and inspire us with your love. Lord, fill us with your peace so that as we journey onward, we would pour out your love and grace to others. We ask that our souls would catch that wind of your spirit, Lord, so that we would take your promise to all the earth. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America and other nations, and continue to bless this prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
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 Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. We love you, and good night.
Good night.
Love you. Shalom, shalom.
Love you all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night.
Why you got running stuff?
I thought we were going to play the intro music.
Oh,
ain't that
dumb. I can listen to it.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll holler at you all later. Good night.
All right, you take care.
Girl, take care.
Bye-bye.
That's dirty right there. She was a baby.